Welcome to Mastering Your 30s, a podcast to guide women in their 30s about how to relax, enjoy the ride, and make investments for their future health, wealth, and well-being, and for women beyond their 30s to share their wisdom and experience with others. I'm Alev Bakan, a health and nutrition coach and founder of Health & Co. In this episode, I will talk about a book that made me think about my clients and my podcast while reading it. Somebody Else's Shoe by Jojo Moyes. The story revolves around a woman named Sam Kemp who faces various challenges in her personal and professional life. She accidentally picks up the wrong gym bag containing a pair of Christian Louboutin heels, which gives her an unexpected boost of confidence. Meanwhile, the original owner of the bag, Nisha Kantor, is going through a tough time due to her ex-husband's controlling behavior. Nisha is desperate to get her shoes back and will go to any extent to retrieve them. Eventually, Sam and Nisha cross paths and decide to help each other out. The story highlights the importance of women supporting each other and how friendship can help people become better versions of themselves. The story might sound very simple, but it carries several important messages for women, especially those in their 30s. These messages include the significance of female friendship and support. I especially like the female support and encouragement at the corporate world, and the need to set boundaries on our sacrifices for our relationship, particularly our marriages. Additionally, it highlights the importance of self-care, which not only affects how we feel about ourselves, but also how we present ourselves to the world. And last but not least, it gives us something to think about our comfort zones, about how they can be the biggest obstacle to seeing the truth, making changes, or improving ourselves. Although it may seem amazing, it can also hold us back. Let's start with a quote that I like the most. Oh my God, my darling, how did you survive this man? I guess it's like the frog in the boiling water, right? Nisha says. No marriage starts off bad. I guess by the time you realize how weird it's gotten, you are up to your neck. One of the biggest questions that come to my mind is how much women should sacrifice for their marriage, or should they sacrifice at all? Marriage is a partnership. We all know it takes two to make it work. However, in the book, even though the two women came from entirely different backgrounds and have different environments and goals, we see them constantly tiptoeing around their husband. They do this either not to complicate things or to avoid making their husbands feel worse. Those women constantly censor themselves, doubt their own feelings and abilities, and constantly question their own power. I'm not a marriage counselor, nor I'm the best wife in the whole wide world, but a marriage can only flourish in harmony when both parties share the same level of respect, care, and loyalty towards each other. Although the balance of these elements may change, evolve, and adapt, when one partner is constantly dominating the other and the other is being submissive, it's a sign that something is wrong. We all know that diagnosis alone cannot cure a problem. Therefore, the question of what to do after recognizing a problem is another topic of discussion. However, it's important to remember that a marriage is not a constant walk on eggshells, nor it's a hierarchical institution with a submission of power. Although it may have its up and downs and require occasional balance adjustments, it's not a relationship based on power dynamics. That leads us to our second quote that I like the most. Sometimes Sam feels she has been so conditioned to be useful every minute of every day that there is almost nothing she does in which she is not simultaneously keeping a subconscious tally. Do men hear this constant inner voice telling them constantly to strive to be better, to be productive, to be useful? If you are someone who follows my work, you may already know that I strongly believe in the importance of inner voice. I am a firm advocate of the idea that women can unlock their full potential in both their personal and professional lives once they learn to control their inner voice. That's why I have created a workshop and a podcast episode entirely for this topic. I encourage you to take action as soon as you hear that inner voice sabotaging you or making you feel miserable. It's vital to be self-critical and analyze your strengths and weaknesses objectively and to work on improving yourself. However, the moment you start sabotaging yourself, you become your worst enemy. So as I always say, if you would like to do one good thing to yourself, start by getting along with your inner voice. And that leads us to another quote that I like. If you cannot fix it, he says, maybe you have to look at it differently. This belief is tricky. It's like a double-edged sword. Some people perceive changing one's perspective as a way of avoiding problems. However, we all know that in life there are circumstances that we cannot change, no matter how hard we try. When we find ourselves stuck in such a situation, it's better to change our point of view and try to look at things from a different angle while we continue working to overcome the challenges. Therefore, I believe that changing one's perspective is not a way of running away from problems, but rather a way of motivating oneself to keep fighting. And when it comes to sharing advices and ideas with others, it's important to remember that nobody is perfect. Even if I'm suggesting things that women should do, think about, or take into consideration, I'm by no means a perfect example who does everything right all the time. In fact, I have gone through and I'm still going through my own rough patches, and I'm constantly learning from my mistakes. That being said, my main goal is to inspire women who are listening to start questioning their lives, actions, and reactions. I want to empower women to make changes where they are needed and to work towards becoming the best version of themselves. One thing I would specifically like to encourage is for women who are in their 30s to start gaining the wisdom and ease that come with being in their 40s and beyond sooner than later. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life and forget to take the time to reflect on our experiences and learn from them. However, by starting this process earlier, we can all benefit from the added perspective, clarity, and confidence that comes with age and experience. So while I may not be the perfect example of everything that I'm rooting for, I hope my words can still inspire and motivate you to make positive changes in your life and keep striving towards personal growth and self-improvement. Remember, we are all works in progress, and that's okay. So, this book deals with various aspects of life, such as handling teenagers, difficult bosses, aging parents, and even the temptation of having an affair. We discuss similar topics in our Mastering Your 30s program, and I have incorporated some of the perspective from this book into the program. I have also added this book to our recommended reading list. Stay tuned to our Instagram pages to learn how you can win a free copy of Somebody Else's Shoes. Do you believe you or somebody you know can be a great guest for this podcast? Please fill out our guest form at masteringyour30s.com. You can also check our website for announcement for my 30s Club membership or leave us any suggestion you may have about the next episode. We are also on YouTube now, so you can check our YouTube channel, Health & Co. TV, and also listen to the new episode of Mastering Your 30s wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you for listening. Until next time, be good to yourself.